what has this group actually been charged with, James?
So they've been charged with begging or gathering arms, which is an offence under Victoria's Summary Offences Act. And they've also been charged with possessing the proceeds of crime.
And I understand that Victoria is one of the last remaining jurisdictions that criminalises begging. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. A lot of other states have decriminalised begging when they kind of updated legislation. But the Summary Offences Act superseded the Vagrancy Act in Victoria, which was from the 19th century. But they decided to keep the transfer the offence of begging or gathering arms into the new act. So it's remained a criminal offence here.
Mm. And professional begging might be a bit of a foreign concept to most people. Can you explain, to the best of your knowledge, what this group was doing on the streets of Melbourne?
Yeah, I mean, I should note that, I don't have inside information on this case. I've only,
yes,
you know, read what's in the media. But B, that professional begging, the idea of it is a very, very vague term. There's no kind of definition of that in law or anything else. So it's kind of a vague but sort of emotive term that's used by the media. But allegedly what these people were doing is kind of begging on the streets as kind of a sort of performance. So allegedly they had clothes that were kind of made to look sort of stereotypically poor or homeless. They had the same kind of sign printed out that they would exchange between themselves, and that they were collecting money from passers-by and then sort of meeting at the end of the day to pull that money together and then apparently send large amounts of it off to transfer it into Chinese yuan and send it back to China.
Mm. And I guess, as we alluded to at the start, the criminalization of begging is a bit of a vexed area, but these people, I think, sort of, as you said, I don't have any personal experience with this case, but what I've been able to gather, these people were sort of deceiving the public into giving them money to some extent. So do you think charges were right in this case?
I guess that's a tricky question. I don't think, you know, what I should say is I don't think criminal charges are going to lead to any sort of positive outcome. It's very, very unlikely that criminal charges are going to sort of improve the conditions or intervene upon the conditions that have made this sort of situation come about. You know, I don't think having criminal charges laid against them are going to make these people, you know, return to China and never try to do anything again. And especially not the people who are kind of deployed to beg on the street. You know, I doubt that they're the kind of masterminds behind this, and they're probably, you know, exploited to some extent. So I don't, you know, criminal charges might be appropriate for the people who are organising this, although those people likely in China, it's probably unlikely that they're in Australia. So I don't think criminal charges are appropriate for the people who've been arrested.
Yeah, well, what do you think is the next step then? Because, you know, personally, I probably would be pretty unhappy if I felt that, you know, wanted to give money to someone who I thought was doing it tough and then realised that it was some kind of professional syndicate where they're all pulling the money together and sending it back to another country. What levers do you think we can push against this kind of behaviour?
Yeah, I think it's really tricky. I think one thing I'd like to note is that these people probably are doing it tough. I mean, you know, if you think about how you'd like to spend your kind of older years, it probably isn't being flown to foreign countries to beg on the streets. So
that is a good
those
point.
Individuals probably are having a pretty rough time, regardless of whether they're part of an alleged syndicate or not. I think it's a really, you know, I think that probably a welfare response is more appropriate than police, or at least police joined with a kind of welfare response to make sure these people are taken care of, and to hopefully, you know, try to investigate the people that are, procuring them to beggar, I think, aiming those criminal interventions a little higher up the hierarchy would be a more appropriate response. And then obviously, because they're Chinese nationals, there has to be a kind of a consular diplomatic response there, because, they're not Australian citizens.
Mm. No, that sounds very smart. And just finally, do you worry that stories like these will make the public less sympathetic to those doing it tough in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. I really do. I think, I studied homelessness as part of my doctoral research, and a big part of that was kind of media, analysing media coverage of stories on homelessness. And if you kind of take that, if you collect those stories and take a really broad look at them, the majority of them kind of do paint homeless people, people who are engaging in begging, as really as unwelcome, as potentially criminal, as untrustworthy, as, all sorts of negative kind of characteristics and stereotypes. So I think this is just because this is quite an egregious example, I think this can really contribute to that public distrust of people who are really, experiencing really severe disadvantage. So, yes, that does really worry me.
Mm. Well, it is a very complex situation, and I hope we can get a better solution in the future. James, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
No worries. Thank you for having me.